again and welcome along to the latest edition of You, Me and Web3, brought to you by Forge. By now, you know the score. Come on, we bring you all the top guests, leaving the jargon outside the front door. This week, we've got a real treat for you as well as we focus on Bored Ape Yacht Club and some of the great builders out there who are growing the brand from the grassroots upwards. One person who has undoubtedly led the way in that regard is Jay Bondon. Jay, thanks for coming on. I'll get straight in and let you introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for having me in your podcast. I'm excited to talk with you. So I'm Jay Bond. I've been in the Web3 space for more than 2 years already. Been through various things in Web3, from collecting NFTs, buying, selling, being part of several projects, working in several notable NFT projects like NBA Top Shot. I've been part of Dapper Labs for a while. Obviously, been a longtime member of the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Been an active contributor in the community, and just loved my stay overall in the space. So I can tell a lot more about myself later on, but I'll reserve that for the rest of the podcast.
No, that's fantastic. And that's quite an intro. So thank you very much for that. And clearly, Bored Ape Yacht Club has been an integral part of your journey. Can you talk us through how you perhaps discovered the project? And when did you realize this would be something special?
Yeah, so I was a member of Bored Ape Yacht Club starting May 2021. So for those who don't know, obviously, Bored Apes minted end of April and minted out by May 1st, 2021. So by being a member of the club as early as like May 2021, that's like early BAYC days, as you can imagine. But I've been a member of the club for 2 years, but I think how I found it is quite accidental. As mentioned earlier, I've been into the Web3 space for quite some time, and I've started out with NBA Top Shot as my first NFT. I didn't believe in crypto, Web3, or NFTs as a whole before NBA Top Shot. I think crypto is a scam. I think NFTs is a scam. And I don't think that there's like future in Web3. But I'm a big NBA fan. I'm a big basketball fan. And when I learned about NBA Top Shot, I gave it a try. And in terms of like its user experience, I liked it because I can buy moments using credit card. Like, I don't need Ethereum. I don't need Bitcoin. I don't need crypto to begin with, and that's how I got onboarded. Basically, it's like a Web2 platform. It's a Web2 e-commerce platform in a sense, and that was able to onboard me. And since I'm in the Philippines, we don't have banks here that accept like or that's connected with Dapper Lab. So when I needed to cash out, I needed to do it via crypto. So that's when I started to learn about crypto, got to buy some crypto, tried out, and those things. So that's how I started. And how is it related to me getting into Bored Apes? I mentioned I didn't think any project or the NFT space is something that's going to be big. I don't think that it has potential. I don't think that it can change the world. I think it's a whole big scam. But it was this moment when the CEO of Dapper Labs, Roham, bought a Bored Ape. He bought his Bored Ape May 21, 2021. He changed his profile picture into a Bored Ape. And that caused major news within the early BAYC community and, of course, with the Top Shot community back then. Like, having a key figure in the NFT space like Roham buying a Bored Ape and using it as his profile picture, it was kind of like a signal for me to take a look at it. Like, why would someone like Roham buy a Bored Ape and like identify himself as one by using it as his profile picture and such? So that led me to also check it out, and eventually end up buying my first Bored Ape May 25, 2021. So that's how I got into the club. And when I got in, I was welcomed right away. I felt the community right away. I immediately discovered that the ape is like a token. It's an NFT for a reason. It's a token that gives you access to the club.
Uh-huh.
And if you sell, or if you like end up eventually like cashing out or selling the Bored Ape, you lose access to the club. So that's why I thought maybe I should get another one. I liked the club initially. I liked it from the start. I liked the community. I thought it was a digital club. Just from having an NFT. And that's why I bought another one 2 days later. And that's how I started in the club.
Fantastic. And you mentioned NBA there. I'm going to have to ask you, Jaybon, who your team is. Who do you support?
I'm supporting Lakers. Obviously, okay. They lost. They lost, but it was a nice game. It was a great game. I think they can win in game two.
Was it Nuggets that they're playing? Is that right?
Yes.
You see, I'm more of a soccer fan, but I did cast my eye over that. So I wish you best of luck in your next game. As you'll likely be aware, Forge are proposing an ape accelerator to support projects that are looking to launch within BAYC and ApeCoin ecosystems and that contribute to the growth of those communities. How important do you think community-led investment for new projects is, and what have been your experiences to date?
For me, this is very important. This is one of the big reasons why I think Bored Ape has grown to where it is right now. And it's also why I think it will be a major community, a major brand, a major group that will shape the future, not only of Web3, but across like multiple industries with the use of IP. And for me, it's very important for builders to be able to get investments or be able to take off the ground and build something on top of their IP. I've been a part of a few IP backed or businesses that sprout out from using the Ape IP. I'm an investor in Ape Beverages, which is the company that created the Ape Water. I'm also a partner of the Bored and Hungry Asia team. So I've also invested into it. And basically, I'm just very bullish on IP and the growth that it can have moving forward with the use of like an ape or an NFT IP as like its main driver, because it taps a community right away, and it's also a chance for us to be able to share the gospel of Web3 to the mainstream market, because like those people who will be consuming water or burger, they're not necessarily into Web3, and that can lead into curiosity of like what these monkeys are, for example. And if they dig deeper into it, they will find out that it's only possible for these companies to be able to do that kind of a business using like these ape IPs, because the IP from the Bored Apes has been decentralized in the first place. And that for me is what's revolutionary about Web3. It allows us to be able to decentralize the IP. And now once the IP is decentralized, builders from all over the world can build on top of these IPs without any approval, without anything going through Yuga Labs. And I think that just makes the virality and growth faster into it. And you've mentioned Harry. I've always been following Harry for his month-to-month Yuga Labs updates.
They're great, aren't they?
IP growth, yeah. And I think it's great, like, to see how fast has been the IP ecosystem growing for the last few months. And to think about, like, this has Yuga Labs has nothing to do with most of these things. Like, the community has been doing a lot of things on their own because they are empowered, because they own their own IPs and they can build on top of these IPs. So what I'm saying is, obviously, we're now equipped. We have the IP. We have ideas. We can build on top of these. But not everyone has the capital to do so. Not everyone has the resources, has the skill set to be able to make something out of their IP and take it off the ground. And that's something that I'm aware of. And a lot of the ape owners, for example, they're not really utilizing their IPs yet. And this is something that I hope will change moving forward. And this is why I think an accelerator program that may help apes push forward their own plans, their own ideas or whatsoever, may be something of importance to help the ecosystem grow.
Narrative is clearly a huge contributor to the success of the BAYC ecosystem projects. And you mentioned a few that you are part of. You're a board ambassador of Storyverse, or Storyverse_XYZ on Twitter, if anybody wants to go and check that out. But what can you tell us about that project, first and foremost?
So Storyverse, what I like about this project, it's also a project that builds on ape IP. So initially, before I became part of the team, I was just an ape, like most of my friends on Twitter. And they approached me. They told me about the platform, that if I put my ape on it by minting a character pass, I can be a character in the story or stories that will be built on their platform. So how it works is that when I mint a character pass, my ape becomes part of the pool that writers can now select from. Like, they can select characters from the pool when they create their story. So I minted my pass, and then weeks later, they reached out to me. They asked if, like, I'm willing to be, like, part of a story. I said yes. I shared with them characteristics of my ape, values that I have for him. And then eventually, they matched me with a writer who wants to write a story about apes. And my ape is, like, one of the lead of that story that's coming out in Storyverse. So that's how I started, being in the Storyverse community. And then from there, I saw that it has a potential to help BAYC members grow their IPs. Why? I said a while ago that not a lot of the BAYC community knows how to utilize their IP. Not everyone can, like, approach brands or get approached by brands for licensing deals. That's a dream. But not everyone can have that kind of opportunity or don't know where to start. I think Storyverse, what they're doing is great. Like, they're enabling a platform wherein ape owners can just mint a pass and be added directly to the pool. And now Storyverse onboards writers who write stories, will select from the apes. And when they select your ape as a character, you get added to the story. You're obviously the star of the story. And if it does well as an NFT from the royalties, you get a cut from the royalties. So that's essentially, like, a business model that I saw, and that's what intrigued me and attracted me in the first place to this. And one thing that I can share about Storyverse, they're a stack team. They're founded by Justin Waldron, who is a co-founder of Zynga, a $13 billion gaming company that made Farmville, Words with Friends, and those games that we've played in the past. And now he's trying to make it in Web3. He's trying to bring his gaming success into Web3. And here in Storyverse, yes, it's a story, but it will be played via a game. So think of it like, did you watch on Netflix Bandersnatch? Remember that series?
Yes.
Wherein like you select the outcome, right? You select if you get cereal or whatsoever.
Yes. And,
so that's exactly like the model that Storyverse is taking. So imagine if you mint an ape story, you'll be given choices as if you're playing the character. And you'll select from there. Like, what would you select if you were in the foot of that ape who is like the lead of that game or of that story? And whatever your choice is will affect the rarity and will obviously affect as well the outcome of your story. So your story, even if we mint the same thing, your story might be a different version than my story because of the choices that we make. So it's a very intriguing platform. I think there's a lot of possibilities, and I'm just really bullish on them being able to like push IP forward, especially for Ape. So that's why I was willing to come on board as well as their board ambassador and be able to like help Apes know more about this and see this as an opportunity and be part of the Storyverse family as well.
The current market sentiment has got headlines saying things, are NFTs dead? You only have to do a couple of basic searches on the internet to see that. And certainly we've seen the price of blue chip projects on the decline. What's your view on the NFT market, and where do you think we are and where are we heading?
Obviously, I think the market is tough right now. We're still like in an overall bear market. If you consider it as a bear market, though we've seen that we recovered from last year, we're still like nowhere near a bull market level. So we're essentially kind of like in a limbo in a sense, in terms of like where we are in the market. And part of that is, since we are not yet in such like a bull market, the liquidity is limited. That's something that everyone should be knowledgeable of, that like if you look everywhere, whatever it is, whether it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, or NFTs, the liquidity that goes around it is the very limited. So we're essentially like the same players playing around these assets, and there's really not much new entrant. So liquidity is limited. If people is seeking for liquidity, and I think this is where a lot of the decline that people are seeing is coming from. If people are seeking for liquidity, they won't get it easily. So say a Bored Ape before, like in a bull market, maybe worth 100 ETH. You can't get a Bored Ape sold for 100 ETH, like a floor Bored Ape sold for 100 ETH in this market, because the liquidity is limited. It's still the same Bored Ape, but since the liquidity is limited, the seller, for example, needs the money or wants to get liquidity, not tied up in like an illiquid asset, he'll be forced to sell on a lower price. And this is where I see the market is going right now, that those who are seeking for liquidity, whether they're traders, whether they're holders who are just tired of holding on, they will have to sell it on a lower price because they can sell it for a high price because like the liquidity is not there.
Yes.
There's also a lot of other things like going in the market because like people are trying to make a buck in a bear market, which is tough. Yes. So a lot of people will look at other alternatives. For a time, it was like new NFT mints, but like NFT mints aren't selling out right now. I think what's hot right now is like meme coins. And like people try to circle liquidity there in the hopes of like doubling it or like the next times 100 meme coin. But it's a hard game. It's obviously a gambling in some sort. And like, obviously, since the liquidity in the market is limited, if you have liquidity tied up in the NFTs, and you want to participate in meme coins, you probably have to sell your NFTs to do that. So that's where we are, in my opinion. I think for you to like navigate this space, you need to know that, one, obviously liquidity right now is limited. We are not in a bull market. You can obviously hope and probably expect that liquidity will be higher when we are in a bull market. So if you can wait till then and like you can probably hold your assets till then, I think that might be like a better recourse. But if you can't, if you need liquidity right now, then I think selling for kind of like lower prices might be something that you'd have to consider. So yeah, I think that's my take on where we are right now. I don't think NFTs are dead. No, I don't think they're anywhere close to that. I think this is a technology that will revolutionize the world. And we've seen that with IT already. I think we'll see that with a lot more genres moving forward. I think the next one might be gaming. It will revolutionize gaming because gamers can now own assets as opposed to just renting them. So I think there's a lot more for NFTs, but you just have to acknowledge the fact that like the market right now, the liquidity is limited if you want to like sell stuff. Yeah.
Long live the NFT then. Brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
I've done my homework, obviously, on yourself and reading up on your background. It says that you're a blockchain expert as well. What are you looking at right now in terms of blockchain innovation, and also what in the next, I guess, say 6 to 12 months has got you the most excited?
All right. So there's a lot of things I think would be happening in this space over the next 6 to 12 months. I think there's a lot of builders still building different products, and where I'm seeing the space going forward. So say NFTs. Where I'm seeing going forward is that we won't see NFTs as just NFTs. Because right now, admit it or not, we're comparing NFTs with one another. Say, we're comparing a Bored Ape with a Azuki, we're comparing an Azuki with the Moonbird, we're comparing CloneX with Doodles, for example. In the future, we may still be doing that, but that's not like the end game. It's not gonna be like PFPs versus PFPs, but like whatever these PFPs or these companies are building on top of, it will be the Web3 versus the Web2 equivalent. Because where I see the space is heading is that the developments that's currently happening in Web3 will be able to grow, start to attract more people and compete with like its Web2 alternative. And slowly but surely, we onboard people from Web2 to the Web3 alternative. If you look at projects, they're building on different things. You have projects that's building on gaming, like Yuga Labs. You have projects that's building on music, like Doodles. You have projects that's building on digital or fashion wearables like CloneX, Artifact. The main competition or the main market of these is not Web3. It's a Web2 equivalent. The main market, for example, for Yuga's gaming ecosystem is not just the Web3. It only looks as if it's that because of like the state of the market right now. But the main goal is to onboard more people from non-Web3 who are gamers into Web3. And if they do that, that's where the success will be. And that's where the growth of the space will be. So that's where I think we'll be 6 to 12 months from now or even beyond. Because that's where I see the space growing moving forward.
Love that answer. And let's talk a little bit more, if we can, about 8Beverages. We've had Andrew and iCooler on the live Twitter Spaces show before and spoken to a few other 8Beverage investors too. There's a lot of chatter out there about this brand. What is it about the project and how do you sell it into the mainstream audience?
Funny that you ask. So I recently made a thread about 8Beverages. They're having they're having a thread. Oh no, they're having a mint, but,
okay.
Which is live, by the way. So it's
okay.
A water pass. Water pass, basically, it's a subscription. If you look at in terms of like a Web 2 or even Web 0 equivalent, it's a water subscription. You're buying a water subscription that's just made into like a Web 3. It's Web3-fied. There's some perks into it. Like some water passes can have perks like they print your own PFP in your water cans, which is like really cool, right? Or there's like licensing deals for like 3 out of the 7,000 mints that they have. But at the core of it, it's like a water subscription. And I made this thread about it, and it got a lot of flack from Web2 people.
Really?
They were like,
I don't believe that.
They were like, oh my God, these monkeys, they're so stupid. Like, I can just drink water from faucet or whatever. I can buy water from a supermarket and whatsoever. I don't need water in can or whatnot. But that, obviously, like, I got messaged by Andrew after that. He was like, thank you for making it right. I've taken screenshots of all of the bad comments or bad code tweets about it as motivation moving forward. That shows that where they are trying to build, we're still far from there. What they're trying to build is like a sustainable way of like distributing water via cans. Using cans, by the way, aluminum cans, is so much more environment friendly than using any kind of plastic. We all know that our oceans are suffering from like plastics and like aluminum cans. They're like recyclable and they will obviously be like more composite than like plastics. So that's one. They're sourced directly from Mount Shasta. So it's like, in terms of like water, it's like a premium water. It hasn't been filtrated. It hasn't gone through all these processes yet. So it's like a top class water. And in terms of like the can and what it can do, it can push Web3 forward. It can use EFPs, as I mentioned. It can have gamified versions. Using QR codes, you can put in like AR and all these things. It can be like the technological water. So I think the market, they're still very not receptive of it, but I think in the future, it's something that can push the space forward and obviously like be environment friendly as well while doing so.
And when we put our communication out and explain to people to listen to this podcast for yourself, we will put a link out to that thread because I'm sure it's very interesting and still very relevant. So more than happy to direct people that. And again, thank you for that fantastic answer. And we always like to end the podcast, Jay Bond, with a bit of a prediction question then. So if I may, yours will go a little bit like this. What about the future of Bored Apes and over the next 3 or 4 years, what direction will it take? What will be its journey, its popularity, future projects, and impact on the mainstream, do you think?
Great question. I've made a post. Actually, my current themed post is alluding to this question, but let me answer it on the podcast on like a more detailed version.
Okay.
So obviously, right now, we're seeing, like I mentioned earlier, we're seeing the floor prices of projects drop. And Bored Ape is not an exception to that. So there's a lot of FUD around it. Like there's some ape owners who sold their apes to participate in meme coins and whatsoever. So there's FUD about it. Like, oh, okay, ape owners are now selling their apes for PayPay, for example. So in my opinion, like, I think it's a very short-sighted thing to say that apes are dead or apes are done. I think, I personally think that we are still very early right now. because this brand hasn't even like taken fully mainstream yet. But like if you talk with anyone and ask them about NFTs, they might know it, they might not know it. If you ask them if they've seen the monkey JPEGs, they probably did. So in my opinion, right now, I'm talking about right now, I'm not yet talking about the future. Apes are the face of NFTs, whether people like it or not. Now,
right.
NFTs will die, then probably like apes will die. But obviously, like where I'm thinking is that we're still very early in NFTs and NFTs are far from dead. So the reverse of that is if NFTs make it big, if NFTs is widely adopted across multiple industries, then Bored Apes will also be like more popular. It's already popular right now on its own, like as a brand, as like the familiarity on these JPEGs. But I think it will be more popular in the future. So yeah, that's on the brand. Now on Yuga, like people are saying that Bored Apes, we've gotten a lot of airdrops already, which is true. We've gotten Newtons, we've gotten Canals, we've gotten Apecoin, we've gotten other deeds, we've gotten Heavy Metals. We've gotten a lot. And a lot of people think that the airdrops or the value that can be extracted from the membership into the Bored Ape Yacht Club is already done. That's why some members of the club are considering to sell their apes because like there's no value that they can see anywhere in the near future that they can extract out of it. They're not sure if there's gonna be any more airdrops. Frankly, I'm not sure as well if there will be any more airdrops. There will probably be, like maybe years from now, but I'm not sure like short term if there would be any airdrops, which I don't think so. But where I think apes will be big is in terms of like the membership. What attracted me in the first place is the membership. Like being part of the club, being able to access different people because both of you own apes. I think that's special. And I think that will still be ongoing years from now. But where I hope and I think apes will be big will be Yuga making the membership bigger. Like, say, if you own an ape, you get access to their IRL club that they're building in Miami. That's already announced. They're building something like that. But I'm thinking, what if it's not limited only to the IRL club in Miami? What if you get access to, like, say, bars around the world or airport lounges or whatsoever? The possibilities, yeah, of a digital membership is limitless. And I think Yuga and obviously Bored Apes being like the pioneers of digital membership would be at the forefront of that 3 to 4 years from now. So I'm excited for that. It's really like more of, think of it like a country golf club. Like you get access to play golf, yes, or you get access to like network with the individuals who are playing golf in that golf club. That's also the same way I'm viewing the Bored Ape Yacht Club membership 3 to 4 years from now. It's not gonna be like, oh, how much airdrop I got.
No.
It's not gonna be that. It's gonna be beyond that, which is something that may be more valuable, but like if you're trying to extract value or if you're thinking of like how much value you'll get, maybe it's not the right mindset, or maybe it's not the right thing to ask if you want to continue being like a member of the club. And lastly, I've mentioned about IP. And what I liked about Bored Ape is the centralizing IP. I think that Bored Ape, the members, have done incredibly wonderful job in building their IP. Like I've mentioned in my post, which is pinned in my profile, that we've had all of these builders build on top of their apes. Which is amazing, just because of like owning a random picture of monkey in the internet, you can build brands, you can build characters, you can build beverage brands, burger brands, companies, characters, NFT projects whatsoever. So there's a lot of possibilities that can be done on top of a brand. And frankly, comparing it with like any other projects, I don't see the same from other projects. I don't see other holders being able to like be imaginative or like be effortful in terms of like pushing their IP growth or pushing a company or like a brand growth on top of their IP, which is something that I'm seeing from Apes and like as highlighted by Harry month on month. Every month, there's efforts like this to build on top of the Ape IP. And this is why I'm confident that the Apes aren't going anywhere. They will continue to build on top of the IPs, and this will make Bored Apes more important 3 to 4 years from now. I'm not saying that Yuga won't build anymore. I mentioned earlier what I'm hoping Yuga will do in the future, and I'm sure they have a lot of things in store for the Bored Ape Yacht Club membership, which is like their marquee membership into the Yuga ecosystem. But what I like about the Apes, especially the builders, we're not really reliant on Yuga alone. We're not reliant on Yuga to give us value, to give our JPEGs value. We're putting effort on ourselves to put value on our JPEGs. And no floor price can amount for that. So yeah, that's where I'm seeing Bored Apes and IP. It's IP gonna be big in 3 to 4 years from now.
Joe Bon, it's been wonderful to have you on and hear your great knowledge on a series of subjects that I'm sure, well, in fact, I know that the audience and the listeners will find really, really worthwhile and informative for them. If any of the listeners do want to reach out and get in touch with you, what's the best way? Is it best to get a hold of you on Twitter, via your own website? How do they do it?
Yeah, right now, I think the best way to get hold of me is on Twitter. Though I would say, I've been seeing messages. I've been seeing people trying to reach out to me. So I'm sorry if I've been very busy as well and very selective with like messages I entertain. I don't have all the time in the world. But yeah, just to let everyone know, I see the message requests on Twitter. So if you want to get a hold of me, try to reach out to me there.
He is very good. He's been a bit harsh on himself. He was very good at getting back to him anyway. So I'm appreciative of that. And I'm appreciative of you for coming on the show. It's been absolutely fantastic to have you on. Please, can we have you back on at a later date, if possible?
Yes, for sure. Just let me know when and let's see if we can work the schedule out again. But it's been great to have to be in your show.
Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
So that was Jay Bond, who I'm sure you'll agree was a fantastic addition to the You, Me and Web3 podcast series. Do head over to his social media channel on Twitter as suggested, and keep an eye out on the Forge official Twitter feed, that's F-O-R-J official on Twitter, for our latest spaces and more exciting content. Until next time, take care.